Good morning. Welcome to the service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Gino Chun, the lead pastor. I'm so glad that you have chosen to join us today as we worship God together and have fellowship. We would love to get connected to you. You may send me an email or you may join us at virtual coffee hour on Zoom. You can find the Zoom link and my email address on this YouTube page and on the church website. Welcome.
Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Ephesians 4:32. Came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to 7 times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you, not 7 times, but 77 times." Matthew 18:21-22.
Good morning. Welcome to the service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Gino Chun, the lead pastor. I'm so glad that you have chosen to join us today as we worship God together and have fellowship. We would love to get connected to you. You may send me an email or you may join us at virtual coffee hour on Zoom. You can find the Zoom link and my email address on this YouTube page and on the church website. Welcome.
And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. Mark 11:25. If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. Psalm 130, 3 and 4. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Luke 6:37. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9.
Good morning. Welcome to the service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Chinu Chan, the lead pastor. I'm so glad that you have chosen to join us today as we worship God together and have fellowship. We would love to get connected to you. You may send me an email or you may join us at virtual coffee hour on Zoom. You can find the Zoom link and my email address on this YouTube page and on the church website. Welcome. Thank you.
You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call to you. Psalm 86, 5. Love prospers when a fault is forgiven, but dwelling on it separates close friends. Proverbs 17:9. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Ephesians 4:32.
Good morning. Welcome you all to the worship service with God's love and Christ's grace. We welcome you at St. Matthew's. And this morning, I'd like to ask you, what was the first word that you said after you woke up? Let me be more specific. What was the blessing you gave yourself this morning?
You just woke up, another day. Or you say, good morning, God. Thank you for your love. And I decide to love others and love myself. You know, we made this sign, and I invite you to pick this up. It says, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 4, you are precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you from God. God loves you, so do we, and there's nothing you can do about it. St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. Have you picked this up? Not yet? Then please pick it up. Pick it up. And if you know someone who cannot come to church, and let us know and give us names, and the office will send down this by mail. You know, I myself put this in all the mirrors in our church bathroom, and I myself took a couple of them and then put this on the mirrors in my bathrooms at home. And every single morning, as I go to the bathroom and see myself in the mirror, then I say what? You're beautiful. You are loved. You are precious and honored from God's eyes. And God says, I love you. I hope and pray that every single one of us not just know how much God loves us, but feel and experience God's love for us. And this morning, as we worship God, as we acknowledge God's love for all of us and all human beings and all God's creation, we give thanks to the Lord from our hearts. Amen?
Amen.
Let us worship God with our hearts and minds and souls.
Let us pray. God of hope and love, we pray for your healing power as we move beyond our recent time of trial. May the violence among our sisters and brothers be turned to understanding that we all depend on each other and that everyone is worthy of our love as we all live in your love. May we not stare in helpless confusion at the terror that we see being used to promote worldly gain, but let us reach out to those we do not understand, who seem so far from your love, with the deep understanding that you do love them as you love us. The unwavering face of love is the most powerful force we have to use in the service of God. Help us to overcome our fear and share your love, even with those who reject it. Give us the vision to see your way in all that we do. In the name of love and Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yes, God wants us to spread the love. God wants us to pass it on. Let us sing the song, Pass It On. You answer the hymnal. The navy blue one, the blue book, page 572, pass it on.
morning, everybody. In today's scripture reading, Jesus says these words to his disciples, "You will be my witnesses." So what's a witness? Well, it's a little bit like show and tell. And so I thought we'd do some show and tell this morning, kind of like what we do every morning in Sunday school. So what do I have here? I have some lovely flowers, and these are just some of the hanging flowers that we are trying to grow in our on our porch outside. I had an elephant who likes to share her water with all of our plants. And the thing I really wanted to show you all this morning was our new garden bed. It just arrived this week, and I put it together yesterday, and this morning I got up to start working on filling it up full of some soil that we got from the farm. So we're really excited about our new garden, but I have to let you all in on a little secret. I don't know a lot about gardening. Not only that, I pretty much know nothing. We're trying. That hasn't stopped us. We got this big garden bed to try and make this work, but I'll be honest, we're going to have to see how this goes. But the reason that I'm showing you all this is because we are super excited about it. And even though we're still kind of learning as we go, it's still really kind of amazing and fun. And, you know, the idea that we're actually going to be able to get connected with the soil and connected with the earth in some way and grow things, grow food. That seems like a really amazing thing, an amazing miracle that we can be a part of. And you know, it was also other people that shared with us their love of gardening that inspired us to try this out. And they encouraged us, even though we know that we're still in the process of learning. They're there to help us, of course, and that's good. But we don't know a whole lot. And so the people who have inspired us to try this are saying, "Hey, go for it. You can do this." And they're giving us tips and helping us kind of figure out how this is going to work. And how amazing is it going to be when we first start seeing our plants grow? It will just be this amazing, see what can happen. See what you can do when you just put a little bit of time and take a little bit of effort and care to help make a garden grow. Notice that I don't know a lot about gardening, but I'm still being able to share about that with you all. And that other people shared with us and shared their wonder more than anything else, shared their story of what they did and how they did it and why it has really made a difference in their lives and how it has helped the environment and has helped the earth. So you don't have to be an expert in something to share your story and share your wonder about something. And that's what being a witness is all about. When Jesus was saying goodbye to his disciples after he had resurrected, after everything that had happened between them and now he was about to be with God again, the disciples didn't really completely understand what was at stake and what was going on. What's amazing is that it didn't matter. They were still witnesses. Just a chapter later in the book of Acts, Peter is already beginning to witness after Pentecost. Already beginning to share the story. He didn't know the whole story. He didn't understand how it all worked. He shared what they knew and he shared what they lived and invited people to participate in the wonder of it all. I don't know what's going on. I'm not entirely sure how this is working, but I know it's amazing. I know that God is doing something really cool here. The word witness for Christians can mean a lot of things. Sometimes it doesn't always mean good things for people because we think of witnessing as being pushy or bossy or even hurtful in some cases. What does it mean to be a witness? It means to share your story. It means to share your love and invite other people to wonder about the world. What does that mean? Hey, look at that flower. Isn't it amazing? Look at the sky, look at the sun, look at that sunset. Pay attention to what's going on in the world. See the good that's happening as well as the bad. Take it in. Realize that you're a part of it. And see God moving in it. And invite yourselves and invite others to say, hey, what's God doing? What does God want to do? And how can we participate in that? That's being a disciple. That's being a witness. So you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to be a theologian. You don't have to be a pastor. You just have to share your story. But we all benefit and grow when we share in the joys and the sorrows and the love that we have experienced. So let's pray together. Jesus, thank you for the gift of witnesses. Because of witnesses, we're all here. In some way, shape, or form, we have learned about faith and love and hope from the people who have come before us and the people who walk with us. Help us to be witnesses too. Not necessarily preachers, but people who share their story and share their love and share their joy and share the hope that we have. There's many, many ways to do this. Help us all to find our way. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We are transformed by the Word of God. First scripture reading is from Acts chapter 1, verse 8. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witness, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Our second reading is from 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 to 12. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. Amen.
Amen. When I was younger, when my mother told me about something important, something she wanted me to practice throughout the whole my life, she always told me, listen, Gino, listen carefully, this is your mother's will, okay? The challenge was she had too many wills. This morning, today's one of the scripture readings from Acts is about Jesus' will. And thank God, he has only one will here. It is well known as the greatest commission. And it talks about authority. You will receive the power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Then what power does he talk about here? What authority does he mean by it? As a pastor, where does my authority come from? From my title, Reverend?
Reverend Gino Chun.
I got Episcopal appointment, so I have official authority to ministry in my parish. But would you respect me with your heart just because I got the Episcopal appointment? From my degrees? I needed and still need to be educated and learn, get the knowledge and the skills to be professional in ministry. But would you give me full authority as your pastor from the bottom of your heart because of those degrees? As a pastor, where does my authority come from? Even though it has been years and years, but I can remember the very first Sunday and my first appointment. The average congregation, the age of the congregation was 75. And I was, I think, 28 or 29. And the very first Sunday, because I had dreamed of becoming a pastor since I was 6, oh my gosh. My dream has come true. So full of passion. And I was so excited. and I share the good news with the congregation. This Reverend Chung preached his first sermon as appointed pastor. And as usual, you know, I was greeting people as the people were leaving the sanctuary. And this, I believe he was 94. He came to me, and he patted on my butt, which was unusual, because it's a private area, and I didn't expect anyone to touch me. But he patted my butt, and he said, "Son, good job." At the moment, I didn't feel offended because he touched my private area and personal area, but I was so lost with this question, where can I get my pastoral authority in this congregation? It was obvious to me that he saw me like his grandson or even great-grandson. Then where can I have pastoral authority? Over the years, God taught me that my pastoral authority comes from love. Comes from love. I learned that the people felt their pastor loved them. That was when people gave me the pastoral authority. So I believe my pastoral authority comes from love. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the Bible says, "If I have prophetic powers and understand all my mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. If I don't have love for you at all, would you think of me as your pastor? I don't think so. Even if I have all knowledge about the Bible and preach well, and even I have all the knowledge about the book of discipline and administer our church well, but if I do not have love, I don't think I can be your pastor. I'm nothing." In other words, my pastoral authority comes from love. I'm your pastor because I love you. Because I love you. I came to St. Matthew's with love. It is all about love. I'm here because I love God. I'm here to proclaim the good news that God unconditionally loves you. I'm here because I love people, because I love you. I'm here to live a passion for God and compassion for God's people. I wish I can do this until I go back home to be the Lord. So please pray for me. Please pray for me. I need your prayers to live out the life of love in my daily life, as Jesus did. How about you? How about you? How about you? Where does your authority as God's child come from? How do you know if you are born of God or not? The answer is love. Verse 7 and 8, the first John, "Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love." As a child of God, your authority comes from love. Your power comes from love. The Word of God says, "Dear friends, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another." We have to love one another. And we want to love one another. As a pastor, my authority comes from love. And as children of God, your authority comes from love. So why is this so important? Because love is the essence of our faith. Because God is love. God revealed the truth that God is love through Jesus Christ. When I say God is love, love is not a mere theological concept. It is not a philosophical concept either. Through Jesus Christ's birth, life, passion, death, and resurrection, God shows us how much God loved us. And as we live out the love that we receive from God each day, God transforms our hearts, our relationships, our lives and others' lives as well. The Bible says God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent God's only one and only Son into the world so that we might live through Him. Love is life. It is not something God wants us only to think about or talk about. It is something God wants us to do. Love is life, not a concept. The life of love is the way Jesus wants us to accomplish His commission, His will. His will that He left with us. You receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you will be my witnesses, telling people about me wherever, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Witnessing. Jesus Christ commissioned us to live out the life of love. He lived. There is a question about it. Jesus wants us to love. It is quite clear in His greatest commandment, love God, love neighbors as yourself. Then the question is, how do I express the love Jesus Christ commanded me to live out? Do we love our neighbors in the ways that they would like to receive, or in the ways that I would like to give? This illustration may help you to understand this question better. I don't think I can pronounce this right or wrong, but Aesop fable? Am I correct? Good. Yeah. It's one of the Aesop fables, the fox and the stork. You may know the story. The fox invited the stork to dinner. The stork gladly accepted the invitation and arrived in good time and with a very good appetite. For dinner, the fox served the soup, but it was set out in a very shallow dish. And all the stork could do was to wet the very tip of his bill. Now you can picture that, right? The soup was served in a very shallow dish, and the stork with bill could only wet the tip of his bill. He couldn't get anything, if not a drop of soup. Next time, the stork invited the fox for dinner in turn. This time the stork served the fish dinner in a tall jar with a very narrow neck. Of course, all the fox could do was to lick the outside of the jar. This story sounds ridiculous, but this may be what we do. We tend to claim that we do what we do because of love. We serve our local and global communities because we love them. But have we asked them what they need first? Do we spend time to listen to them and their stories, seriously listen to their stories first? Or with this passion, this missional passion, and we just go out and just to give them what we have and we think they need? Frankly, I learned about one of our great ministries here at St. Matthew's. It is the advocacy ministry. Several years ago, our community of faith at St. Matthew's, we sent the letters to advocate for the organizations in Africa to receive money instead of our choice of goods so that they could buy what they would enjoy. Loving itself is important. At the same time, it is very important to remember that God wants me to love others from their interests, not from my own. Why? Because loving is not about self-satisfaction.
Loving is a gift from God that God empowers us to live out through the power of the Holy Spirit. Loving should not be a task to do for myself. And the bottom line is, it is to be an expression of gratitude for God's unconditional love, that ultimate love for me. I never forget this article I read. It's about Mother Teresa. She had an interview with this Reuters reporter. And this Reuters reporter asked Mother Teresa, "Mother Teresa, what's the difference between what you do and with what other non-profit charity organizations do?" And her first response was, "Should I distinguish one from the other? Well, would you?" Then she said, "I don't know about what other charity organizations do, but I can speak for myself. I'm so grateful for God's love for me. And I cannot hold it inside me. So I just let God's love for me overflow. And people see it. And they say it's a good work." She didn't even have an intention to help someone. She just expressed her gratitude for God's love for her. And we saw that love overflowing out of her heart. I once believed mission was to make people to believe in God whom I believe in the way I believe. In other words, I tried with all the good intention and passion for God, and I tried to twist people's arms to believe the God I understood in the way I believe. So when I was in the last semester of my seminary, my first seminary, I was, I think, 23 or 4. I had a goal, or you may call it dream, to go to India as a missionary. I read a lot of missions over there, especially the book written by the Japanese theologian Anto Shushaku, "The Deep River," really touched my heart. And of course, the stories of Mother Teresa too. So I wanted to go to India as a missionary. And at a certain point, I believe it was inspiration from God. I got the point to ask me 1,000 different questions. "Do you speak any of their languages?" As you may know, they have a lot of languages, local languages in India. "Do you speak any of them?" "No." "Do you know their history?" "No." "Do you know their society?" "No." "What do you understand their culture?" "Well." "Do you know any of their religions?" "No." "What are you going to do?" I believe I could do something called violence. Just push them and force them to believe or confess the statement of faith I teach them and try to make them believe what I believe in my way. And we call it violence. And I'm so grateful that God inspired me to come up with all those questions. That's why I came to the States. That was the momentum that I studied appreciating the meaning of diversity. I wanted to learn the meaning of diversity as a person who was born and raised in a very homogeneous society. So that's why I came to the States. And I expected I would learn how to see things or even interpret the gospel, the good news, from the recipient's perspective. Not from mine. then even after all these 20-something years, I'm still here as a missionary. That was my understanding or belief on mission. But over the years, God taught me, no. And on a certain point, one of my professors in missiology, he gave me this definition, his definition of mission. He said, my understanding of mission is, be with the people, seriously listen to them and their stories, and learn about them, and love them, and be loved.
Wow.
And I believe since then, I've been doing all my best to live out that mission in my life. I'm here to be with you, with you all, with you all. And I'm here to listen to you and hear your stories. Tell me your stories. Because I want to learn about you. And I want to love you even more. And I want to be loved by you. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, commissions us this morning. As the Holy Spirit empowers you, go and live out the life of love. Go and listen to people and their stories. The church, the unchurched, the indifferent, doesn't matter. You keep living the life of love and listen to their stories. And let the world see God is love with your words and in your actions. Jesus Christ, whom we call the Lord, commissions us this morning. Live out the life of love with all that you are, because God is love. Because God is love. This week, what will you do to live out the love, life of love? Jesus Christ commissions you. Remember, it's not about you. It's not about your self-satisfaction. It is about our gratitude for God's love, unconditional, unfailing, and ultimate love for every single one of us, regardless. God bless you. Amen. Walk with me, I'll walk with you, and build the land that God has planned, where love shines through. Let us sing this song, Walk With Me. Are you still in the couch or in the back? Please come out. Let us arise in spirit and or in body. Let us sing this song together. Walk with me. So in faith we sing the Black Book 22:42. Walk with me. Thank you.
be seated. As a people of God, we experience God's grace, God's good news, and we want to respond to God's grace together. Please join me in response to God's grace. God wants our love more than God wants our offerings. God cares about our heart, not the amount of our offerings.
As we count all the blessings God has already given to us, we cheerfully give our offerings to God. He provided with a grateful heart. Amen.
Amen.
So my friends who are struggling with this tithing, and they ask me, you know, how can you do tithe? And my answer is always, because I acknowledge everything I get is from God, the provider. We may say, we use the word, hard-earning money. Yes, we work hard, but without God's love, without God's help, I don't think I can make any penny. It is God who gives me this body, this energy, this health, this condition, this workplace. So everything I have is from God. And 10% of it, I can do that. At times I have to confess that there was time that I cannot put my hands out of my pocket. If I keep this 10%, I would be able to do something. But I always remember, it is God who gives me everything I have. I came to this earth with what? With empty hands. Is anyone who brought $10 in your hand? $100 in your hand? $1,000 in your hand? No. We all came from with empty hands. No matter what, with the struggles or with a better, a financial situation, everything I have is from God. That's where I start from and end up. That's why I keep asking you, pray to God. When your hands are shaky, it's hard for you to put your hands out of your pocket, then don't do it. Rather pray to God. Lord, fill my heart with gratitude. Please empower me, enable me to count all the blessings that you have been giving to me. If you need help, please let me know. Then I will personally hold you with my dedicated prayers. And someday I picture that you can be a church giver as well. Because God is looking for church givers. So offering is not about making donations to church. It is time to count all the blessings God has given to us. It is time to give thanks to God. So please join me and keep counting our blessings from God and participating in God's ministries in and through us with our financial gifts together. Amen?
Amen.
Great. Amen. Now it's time to pray together. Do you have any paper prayer requests here? Yes, no? Okay. If this is your first time to worship with us, I'll read the prayer request from the chat. And after each one, then I say at the end, I say, this is my prayer. And everybody says, this is our prayer. Prayers of gratitude for Ken Plant's piano playing talent. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Harold Arthur, prayers for Pauline as she contemplates her next heart treatment. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Judith Van Kien, hear our prayers for Pauline. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Lynn Osborne, gratitude for Ken, Wayne, and Susan for this beautiful contemplative time of preparation for the service. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Golden Weekend prayers for safe travel for Mark on his journey to Michigan. Happy birthday, Sally. Kali, this is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Kathy Lee, prayers of gratitude for the beautiful warm morning and the bell choir music. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Marilyn Roman, prayers of gratitude for all that Susan LaSante does for us. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Chris Callahan, prayers for Donna Regos, a co-worker who lost her husband last week to cancer. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Jim Kay, what an inspirational message this morning, Gino. I hope you feel our love for you as we feel your love for us. We are so blessed to have you as our pastor. Yes, I do feel your love. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Joshua Lund Whitler, prayers for my grandmother, Joyce, who has a mass in her throat that they can't treat, and so she had a stent put in this week so that she can eat. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Amy Mikola, prayers for my neighbor Barbara dealing with the health issues. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Amy Mikola, again, happy birthday to my mom, Peggy Mikola, this week. Happy birthday to you, Peggy. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Judith Van Tien, prayers for my former co-worker David, who is battling stage 4 cancer, and his wife Sandy, who is suffering with ALS. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
George Odalo, keep me in your prayers. I am sick. Keep my entire family and people living in Korongocho, where we work. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Let us take a moment of silence as I'm lighting these candles. Let us pray for this prayer request. And also, if there is anyone who comes into your heart and mind this morning, let us pray for them. Please pray for them. Let us pray together. Blessed Comstock, today I pray with thanksgiving for all children growing into the people God means them to be. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
I also would like to ask you to pray for the three people. One of our brothers, Dennis Cicere, he has just retired. You know, as he begins a new journey, please keep in your prayers. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
And also please pray for another brother, John Bigelow. He had a stroke a couple of weeks ago, and he is being recovery. And I saw him the other day, and he's doing, you know, well. He's doing well, and the recovery process is going well. But at age of that young age, you know, around 30, you know, he was a shock, you know, for him and for her.
a wife, Elizabeth, as well. So please pray for John and his wife, Elizabeth, during this challenging time. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
And also please continue to pray for Rob and Jane. You know, Rob has been dealing with this cancer and a lot of treatments. You know, please continue to hold him up in your prayers. And his wife, Jane, as well. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And for your information, the prayer request I share with you is with their permissions, you know, their approval. So when you ask me to pray for you, you know, if you want to keep it, you know, personal at this point, you know, please feel free to let me know, tell me, then I will keep those prayer requests, you know, in my personal prayer request, prayer list. Otherwise, you know, with your permission, I can share the prayer request with the whole congregation. Is it clear? All right, thank you. Let us share the sign of peace, the peace of Christ with you, the peace of Christ with all of you here.
Peace of Christ.
The peace of Christ with you all. Thank you for joining us in this worship service. It's wonderful to have you worship God together this morning. If you would like to learn more about the community of faith at St. Matthew's, or would like to get to know me, please send me an email. We'd like to get connected to you. My email address is pastor@st-matthews.org, and you can find it on the YouTube, the description part, and also on the church website. And thank you very much to all the worship servants. We started using the word the worship servants instead of the worship leaders, because the worship servant, it focuses on the serving leadership, while the leading, the leaders, so may focus on the leading in the leadership. So we would like to acknowledge ourselves as we are serving God and God's community, God's people, you know, especially during these worship hours. So thank you very much, all the worship servants here this morning. And after this service, we'll have a virtual coffee hour. You can find the Zoom link on the YouTube description part and also on the church website. And we are going to have a JFON event coming up. New England Justice for Our Neighbors on June 5th at 7 o'clock. June 5th at 7 o'clock. Featuring Nono Boy. Featuring Nono Boy, also known as Julian Saporiti, an acclaimed performer taking inspiration from his own family's history, living through the Vietnam War, as well as interviews with WW11 Japanese incarceration camp survivors, and other stories of Asian American experience. Julian has used years of doctoral research at Brown University to create a popular and innovative musical storytelling project. New England JFON is a Methodist ministry which provides legal services to low-income immigrants and has enjoyed strong support from St. Matthew's. This is a major fundraiser which helps sustain their 5 free legal clinics in Massachusetts. The need continues to be great, and they rely solely on donations to keep the clinics going. You can sign up by the link on our weekly news, or are you going directly to the New England JPhone website? It would be great to fill a virtual table or two from St. Matthew's. And you have a desire to be part of this event, you'd like to go, but at this point, your financial situation kind of challenges you, then please let me know. You know, graciously, the JPhone provided a table for free, you know, to St. Matthew's, as we have been having this great partnership together. So please send me an email, then I can send you the code that you can use when you register. And more information on our weekly news this week. And again, if you know anyone who doesn't do computer, please let me know or let office know, and we'll send them prayer request, weekly prayer request and weekly news and bulletins of our service by mail. So please give us names. My beloved siblings in Christ, now go with a passion for God and compassion for God's people. Especially as the word indicates, the compassion that come together and passion suffering. Go and carry the burden someone else is carrying together. Share their sufferings together with the heart God grants you. Then we may experience something beautiful God makes even in the very challenging time. Go in peace. God is with you. Amen. Amen. Please arise in spirit and the warring body and bless each other through this song, blessing song together.